The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And quite an interesting opportunity this coming Sunday evening to hear a concert, a solo concert by an Emmy Award-winning composer who for over 30 years has written an incredible variety of music in many styles and genres. He's written for more than 40 feature-length films. He's had at least 16 CDs, including several Christmas CDs. He's written numerous television themes and lots of other kinds of music as well. His name is Kurt Bester. He's a pianist, trumpet player, flugelhorn player, occasional singer. And as I say, he'll be giving a local concert at the Latter-day Saints Church. That's the Mormon Church, Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The Mormon Church in Champaign on Windsor Road. And my conversation with Kurt Bester coming up in a few minutes here on Live and Local.
Can you hear the prayer of the children on bended knees in the shadow of an unknown room? Empty eyes with no more tears to cry, turning heavenward toward the light. Will someone help me to see the morning light of one more day? But if I should die before I wake, I pray my soul to take. Can you feel the hearts of the children aching for home, for something of their very own? Reaching hands with nothing to hold on to, but hope for a better day, a better day. Will someone help me to feel the love again in my own land? But if I'm known roads lead away from home, give me loving arms away from harm. Do the children softly pleading for silence in a shattered world. Angry God, send a message full of hate, blood of the innocent on their hands. Will someone sun again upon my face? For when darkness clears, then someone's here bringing peace again. Can you hear the prayer of the children?
That music is called Prayer of the Children. It's by Kurt Bester, and it was sung by the all the men of Three Dog Night, obviously unaccompanied for most of it, as you heard. And they are among the many people who have performed that song, including, of course, Kurt Bester himself on his many concerts. He will be performing on Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Champaign Latter-day Saints Stake Center Chapel, which is to say the Mormon Church, as most people will know it, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I understand that was rigged up by Kurt Bester's daughter, Kristen Evans, somehow or another. Kurt Bester is on the phone with me now. Thanks very much for joining us.
It is my pleasure. I'm looking forward to coming and seeing it. We're going to be back in the Midwest.
Mideast, yeah. Where's the Mideast?
Well, you're east of me. Well, I know where the Middle East is, but I'm not going there. Now, I'm actually coming back home, I have to say. I'm from Wisconsin originally, so you're about, maybe 100 miles south of where I was born, and I'm anxious to get back there and play for everybody.
Well, that song that we played is one that people may well know by name, whether or not they know you actually wrote it. There's an awful lot of music that people will also know from hearing regularly, like the opening music for Monday Night Football for ABC, I think it is, and lots of other music that chances are they don't know that you wrote. But you've been sort of a contract composer for a very long time now.
Yeah, I like to say we'll compose for food. It's one of those things that when you do what I do, which is, like you said, a contract composer, I've got to do a lot of things for television, things for film. Performing is a big part of it. And Prayer of the Children is one of those songs that was kind of I'm not really known as a singer. And to do a song like that is a sung song, mostly a cappella, the way most people do it, is very rare for me. But it is probably the song everybody knows me for.
But you do sing in your concerts.
Well, I will a little bit, but to be honest, I'm playing mostly instrumental things. But I do tell a lot of stories because there are stories behind most of my songs, and I will sing on a few songs. And I'll be bringing a trumpet and playing a few other instruments as well. I guess I just can't figure out what I really want to be when I grow up, so I just kind of do a little bit of everything.
Well, do we ever even need to grow up?
You know, maybe that's it. That's why I'm a musician. I have a terrible pension plan, but I have a lot of fun.
Well, the song Prayer of the Children actually is not a bad introduction to at least part of this conversation, because I understand that the song resulted from your experiences as a missionary for the Mormons.
I went on a Mormon mission many, many moons ago before my daughter Kristen, who you mentioned, was born, and had a wonderful experience living in Serbia and Croatia and Bosnia, a wonderful, wonderful area of the former country Yugoslavia. When the war broke out, I was already home. The war broke out. It really was hard for me because I loved all those people, and now suddenly I was supposed to choose sides. I was supposed to decide who I wanted to live and die, and it really, really was hard for me. I'm a lot of a peacenik, and I just have a hard time understanding war. So I wrote a song about the children, and children don't care who wins the war. They don't care who's got the money and the power, all those goofy things we fight wars about. And that's kind of what I wrote the song out of frustration. And then I decided about 2 years after that to just play it in concert one time on a whim. And it had a kind of an interesting effect. The audience didn't applaud right away. They kind of sat really still and then all of a sudden applauded. And I said, wow, I for whatever reason, I think I'm onto something here. And I have not ever done a concert where I haven't performed that song.
And where did you say that first performance was?
Well, it was in Salt Lake City. I was performing a private concert for a computer company, Word Perfect. I don't know if you remember that company way back when. And I was performing for a lot of their VIPs. And I didn't have 2 hours worth of material. So I thought, what can I do? Oh, I'll play that Prayer of the Children song that nobody's heard. And it has really become my signature. I usually end concerts with it because it's really tough to play a song after I do that song.
This is by no means the only music that you've written that has peacenik background to it or purpose behind it.
Yeah, you know, that is a theme for me. I tend to cheer for the underdog. I tend to cheer for peace in a shattered world, and I guess that's just one of the places I go. It's not unusual for musicians to be that way. And in this day and age, people are struggling financially. There's wars going on. It's a good time to offer an antidote to that. And for me, it's music and music about peaceful uplifting things.
Do you think that is a Kurt Bester thing, a musician thing, or is it related to your own religious background?
Well, you know, it's probably definitely a Kurt Bester thing, and I think a lot of musicians fall in that same category. I wouldn't say that religion, the Mormon religion, I've been Catholic in my life, any religion or philosophy that I espouse, if religion didn't espouse peace, I probably wouldn't be a follower. I feel like that is, so I think I was born with that love of harmony and that love of consonance and people getting along. The fact that, you know, I have been a religious believer over the years to different degrees just means that that's in sync with that.
And some of the music you've written, whether it has a peaceful purpose,
right,
so to speak, or not, a lot of the music of yours that I've heard, been privileged to hear over the last several days, seems to have a peaceful tone to it.
It does. My wife always thinks that's funny because I'm a pretty passionate guy and I'm not always peaceful in my day-to-day existence. But maybe that's the antidote for me as well. You know, I guess if I choose to write anything, it's something that transports me and the listener to a different place. It's those places here in Utah where I make my home, can be the mountains, Vegas, skiing. I love to ski, and I tend to write music that goes to those places because it makes me feel good. And there's other people that write things, you know, Trent Reznor and lots of other folks write things that are a little more angst-ridden. You know, that has its place. I'm just the peaceful guy.
Well, you've used the term place a few times, and you mentioned at the outset that you're coming back to your Midwestern roots with this concert here in Champaign on Sunday. And you have this tune called The Staying Place, which you suggested to me is one that fairly specifically has its own roots in the Midwest.
Well, it does. My grandmother, who's from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, that's close enough that people probably know where that is, and it has a very Midwestern vibe. The piano and the chords have a little bit of that kind of Midwest feel, maybe like an Aaron Copland kind of chording. And the song was written about my grandmother, who was a big band piano player in the Midwest, my grandfather, who played trumpet with a lot of traveling bands that went throughout the Midwest. As you might know, and your listeners, there's a lot of great musicians from the Midwest, and they had a lot of big bands in the day. So that's, I pay tribute to her because she was an amazing woman, and the song does sound, I think, like it could be played in the neighborhood there in Champaign.
It's called The Staying Place, music by Kurt Bester. He's involved in the performance. Eventually, you might hear him on accordion here. also featuring violinist Charlie, is it Bisharat, is how he says
Bisharat,
his name?
Bisharat, uh-huh.
And I noticed that that you made a note on here that somebody plays, Michael Manning plays the E-bass or E-bow on the bass. What is an E-bow?
He plays bass, but he's using a device called an E-bow, which allows him, it's an electronic device, magnetic. He puts it on the string and it holds the string. So some of those notes that you might think are being played by a bowed double bass are actually him playing that plus other notes, and it puts harmonics in. It's a little more technical than need to explain here, but if you listen to it and hear some unique things coming from the bass world, that's Michael Manring with his E-bow.
All right, The Staying Place, music by Kurt Bester, who will be at the Latter-day Saints Chapel at the Mormon Church in Champaign on Windsor Road Sunday night at 7 o'clock. He's my guest on Live and Local. It's music by Kurt Bester called The Staying Place here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. He's going to be giving a concert Sunday night in Champaign at 7 o'clock at the Mormon Church on Windsor Road. And he is, I used the term earlier, a contract composer, writing things for feature film, writing things for television, writing things, for that matter, for the Olympics, various Olympic Games over the years. We'll hear some of that a little later on. And I wonder how you got into that whole business of composing in that way.
Well, you know, I was in high school, and the Osmond family, which a lot of people know that name, they brought their television show, the Donnie and Marie Show, to Utah to film. They built a big soundstage. And when I knew that they were coming to town, I was interested as a high school junior in media music at the time. I used to hang out at the studio and watch the musicians play. And one day, the trumpet player got sick. And they said, "Hey, Kurt, you play trumpet, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, man." They said, "Get your trumpet out." So I did. From there, I started writing music for the Osmonds, still in high school. And I just never looked back. I started, I got married and I had to feed a family. So, you know, I just decided, all right, now I'm going to write music for film. Now I'm going to write music for stage. Now I'm going to do an album. When you are a media composer, and that's probably the more appropriate term, contract composer sounds like a contract killer, but media composer is what I do. You just have to be willing to do whatever people want you to do in order to pay the bills. So that's kind of how I got started. Made my way up through local television into national TV. I did a lot of music for ABC Sports. That's where I did the music for the Monday Night Football, and got invited eventually to do music for two Olympic Games, 1988 in Calgary and the 2002 Winter Olympics, which were held in my backyard in Salt Lake City.
And those were both in collaboration with a fellow named, is it Sam Carden?
Sam Carden, yes, a smooth jazz and film composer who remains a good friend of mine. And we did both of those things together, working together.
Give us a little insight in how the business side of that works. You know, you started out writing the music for the Osmonds, and then I assume somebody heard it and suggested it to somebody else who heard it, and I gathered a lot of this goes by word of mouth.
That's totally it. It's usually an inside group of producers and directors that say, you know, who did the music for that Olympics that you did? I really liked that. Oh, this guy named Kurt Besser. And then somebody calls you, and you know, I haven't had to, in the course of my career, knock on a lot of doors. I've usually just had to be near the phone and make sure that the price is right, and then do a good job, hopefully, and people will call. You can't please all the people all the time, but I've pleased enough, I guess, that my career has gone, you know, in excess of three decades now. So that's, I guess I am doing this for real.
Some of the, one of the things you're especially well known for, especially in Utah, but also elsewhere in the country, is your arrangements of music for Christmas, and also particularly the concerts that you give at Christmas time.
Yeah, this is my 25th year, actually, that I've done those in Utah, and I have traveled in the Chicago area, did a concert there a long time ago, and then I perform in Wisconsin once in a while, but it's mostly a Western States show, and it is holiday music done my way.
And your way, meaning yourself on piano, but also inevitably with guests and a big orchestra behind you. How did that whole business get started?
Well, it's a funny story. And I wanted to do a CD, but nobody knew who I was. And so I thought, and this is way back in 1987, I said, gosh, you know, I like Christmas music. Everybody likes Christmas. Maybe I'll just arrange Christmas music my style. People will like it because it's Christmas, and then get to know me. So it was a blatant attempt at getting people to know who I was through the delightful, timeless music of Christmas. And it just stuck. People liked my approach. At the time, there was really only one other big band that did what I did. That was Mannheim Steamroller. And nowadays, of course, everybody does a Christmas CD. But I have, since that time, done a total of about seven Christmas CDs. And I do these concerts, and probably always will, at least around here in the West, because people just want me to do it. It's a tradition. So, and I love it. It's a great thing. Last year, had Melissa Manchester join me as my special guest, and she's an iconic figure that I've always loved, and I had a chance to work with her. So the Christmas thing is a good thing.
Yes, you heard Christmas music in June. That was Kurt Bester's arrangement of O Holy Night, and pretty sure that was him on the flugelhorn. He also is a pianist, of course, and composer of many, many types of music, as you're getting an idea during the course of this conversation here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. More in a moment. You're invited to join us here at WYLL in September for WYLL's Civil War Train. Board vintage train cars for stops in Vicksburg, Atlanta, Kennesaw Mountain, Chickamauga, and New Orleans. Visit the Smithsonian Southern and Southeast Railway Museums and see Civil War era Washington, D.C. The trip is nearly sold out. Call 217-333-7300 or visit will.illinois.edu/willtravel for more information. Programming on FM 90.9 today is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to visit the Promenade Gift Shop for artfully affordable and exceptionally eclectic gifts. More information is on upcoming events is on krannertcenter.com. You can get more information about Kurt Bester at kurtbester.com. That's spelled K-U-R-T-B-E-S-T-O-R. com. He's going to be performing Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Latter-day Saints Church in Champaign on Windsor Road. That's the Mormon Church on Windsor Road for a 7 o'clock start. And for more information on that, you can call their office at 217-356-4483. There's a tune you sent me that I absolutely love, and you told me that there's a story, maybe a double story behind this or more, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. The Sage of Lambernay?
Sage of Lambernay. Yeah, that Lambernay. Is a song, and I'm glad you like that tune. It's one of my favorites to play and to hear. We won't be performing this at my concert, but I'm glad you're going to play it for folks. It is a song written about Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer quickly, as people know, was a philanthropic doctor that lived in the Congo and helped people. But what a lot of people don't know is that he was a great theologian, a theological researcher, did a lot of books and things about Jesus Christ and so forth. And he also got a doctorate degree from the University of Leipzig in organ performance, and most especially the performances of Bach. So this song, as you listen to it, will have African influences, obviously. You'll also hear a little of Yesu Joy Man's Desiring. And then overall, you're going to hear in the middle section a boys choir singing kind of an Alleluia section representing the theological side. It was a real Rubik's Cube to put together, but I think the effect is really enjoyable.
And you said this is also something, if not necessarily a tribute to your wife. There's a connection there as well.
Well, you know, I love playing it. It has special meaning for me because my wife comes from Kenya. And, you know, I just love the fact that just a country or two over from where he spent his time, as my father-in-law was living as one of the great safari guides of Africa at the very time. He's passed away now, but his daughter is my wife, and though she lives in Utah, we travel to Africa every year on safari. So the song means a lot to me as I resonate with the people and the spirit of Africa.
And I love the African-sounding vocals in this tune, The Sage of Lambernay, music by Kurt Bester here on Live and Local.
See you away, mama. See you away, mama.
It's music by Kurt Bester called Sage of Lambernay, and music kind of about Albert Schweitzer and obvious African influence in the music there. Who were the folks who got to do the vocals,
well,
besides the one choir?
Four backup singers in Los Angeles. None of them were from Africa, but I taught them how to say those words. And so you've got these great singers from L.A., studio singers, and yours truly. I was also in there, too. Since I have a little lower voice, I was singing with those guys, and I wanted to do it. So we're singing words that actually, the words are Ofananaye, which means no one like him in Zulu. And then Ofananaye, let's see, I can't remember what the rest of it is. The rest of it I got from a Michael Jackson album, Mama Say. And I shouldn't have told you that because it'll ruin it now. But anyway, it's in the spirit of Africa. I had to get up something quick.
Well, fair enough, and it's a wonderful effect overall.
Thank you.
And I want to end with the grandest music of at least the material I was able to hear. I mean, the Olympics. Music for the Olympics, almost by necessity, has to have a certain feel to it, it seems.
You know, it does. And of course, we were given the task, Sam and I were given the task, I think, of this piece that you're going to play, of writing music as all the athletes came in to the stadium on the closing ceremonies. So, you know, it had to be long enough. I mean, we won't play the whole thing, but it had to be long enough so that they could march in. It had to represent different cultures, but it also had to have the pomp and circumstance and the majesty of what the Olympics represents. So you shake all that up and you come up with this piece that we wrote. A lot of fun to write, fun to record. If you listen carefully, you hear drums and instruments from all over the world.
And this is from the 2002 Winter Games that were in Salt Lake City.
That's right. That's right. And I was there conducting this piece on the field as the musicians came in. I was conducting an orchestra and members of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It was an epic experience. As I conducted with one hand, I was taking pictures with the other. And I'm not joking.
And did I read somewhere that you actually got to carry the Olympic torch for a while?
I did, yeah. I ran the Atlanta Olympics. I ran the as part of the torch relay, and then also the Salt Lake City Olympics. I ran in the torch relay, so I have two torches at home that I carry proudly.
And I have to ask, how does one get that honor?
Well, you know, I think they just choose someone in the community that has a bit of a reputation, which I'm honored they would think that of me, and they ask you, and then if you want to keep the torch, you pay them $300.
And I assume that you need to be able to run.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's funny, when you start running, you're thinking you're going to be an athlete, and they tell you to slow down, you know, and so by the time you're running at the pace of like a 90-year-old. It wasn't really very athletic, but I was proud to do it. I have the torches to prove it.
And here's the music to prove it, too, by at least I guess we could say that. It's Kurt Bester's music along with Sam Carden's collaboration, music for the Winter Games from 2002. Kurt Bester will be performing himself at the Mormon Church in Champaign, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's on the Windsor Road, 604 Windsor Road in Champaign, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. For more information, you can call their number. It's 217-356-4483. And once more, for more information on Kurt Bester, it's Kurt Bester, KURTBESTOR.com. Kurt, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
It is my pleasure. I might just add, this isn't really a religious concert, so don't come expecting all that. It's just a chance to get together with friends and play some great music. Thanks for your time.
music by Kurt Bester and Sam Carden, written for the 2002 Winter Olympic Games that were held in Salt Lake City. It was from the closing ceremonies, the torch ceremonies. And, processional, sorry about that. And Kurt Bester will be at the Latter-day Saints Church, the Mormon Church in Champaign, for a concert Sunday night. We'll have another piece of his yet to come in just a few minutes. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan, Broadloom, and rug dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. Besides Kurt Bester's concert on Sunday night, here are some other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. The Jim Markham Swing Band will be performing at Miller Park in Bloomington tonight at 7:30. The Chip McNeil Quartet will be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. It's a couple of performers from the CU Singer-Songwriter Collective, Cullen Murphy and Justin Rodun, at Clark Bar in Champaign. That's tonight at 6:30. Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe play jazz with sax player Carlos Vega at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. The Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan continues its performances of the musical Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and I think that show will wrap up on Sunday. It's Cliff Stoker, Dave Cooper, and friends at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6:30. David Howie is at 301 Mongolia Cafe in Champaign. I think I've been saying that name wrong. Tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Too Loud Daddy is a quartet of doctors and colleagues who will be performing, singing doctors and colleagues, I should say, who will be performing at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute on their music series there, which happens every Thursday at noon for about an hour, free program that's in Urbana on the main Carl Clinic campus on University Avenue. Heartland Theater Company in Bloomington continues its 10-minute play festival Thursday through Saturday at 7:30, and then the final performance, I believe, is on Sunday at 2 o'clock. The Charleston Community Band gives a concert at Kiwanis Park Amphitheater in Charleston Thursday night at 7:30. And University of Illinois, I think this is the Jazz Trombone Ensemble, playing at the Iron Post in Urbana Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Kate Fritz and Matt Torino will be at the Krannert Center in Urbana Thursday evening at 5 o'clock on their Uncorked series. Friday, it's Candy Foster and Shades of Blue at Alta Vineyards in Champaign at 7:30. The Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival is in downtown Champaign Friday and Saturday. And the Boneyard Jazz Quintet will be at the Iron Post in Urbana Friday evening at 5 o'clock. So lots of things to do this weekend, this week and into the weekend throughout our listening area. You're always welcome to let us know about music, dance, or theater events going on in your area by writing to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu, willcalendar@illinois.edu. We tend to be heavy in our calendar with performances in Champaign-Urbana and Bloomington and Charleston and some of the larger towns, but I'm sure things are going on in some smaller towns that we may not happen to hear about. And I would love to know about them, get them on the calendar, and hopefully get some guests on the show to give them a chance to let our listeners know about what they are doing in our community. Here's another tune from Kurt Bester. This is called Legacy in Blues. Thank you. It's called Legacy in Blues, music by Kurt Bester, who also played piano and trumpet on that performance with and featuring violinist Charlie Bisharat. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a sampling of wines from the Pacific Northwest, followed from 7 to 9 by the music of Jeff Helgeson. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. I appreciate your joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow with another show from 12 to 1. It's going to be sunny this afternoon, high around 81 degrees, winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, the low 58 tomorrow. Sunny, warmer, the high 92. And then the outlook for Thursday is for a very hot day under a sunny sky. The high currently expected to hit around 101 degrees on Thursday. So enjoy today's beautiful weather while it lasts. It's 79 degrees right now at 12:59. As I mentioned earlier, Chip McNeil will be playing jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. Here is Chip McNeil and his quintet from their CD called The Whirl. It's David Braid's tune, The Call. David Braid is on piano in this performance, Chip McNeil on soprano sax in this tune. Guitarist is Sean Purcell. Bassist James Driscoll, and a drummer, Stockton Helbing.